Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our topic, Troubled Teens and Wayward Adults. Even after 25 years in the ministry, it still amazes me that so many Christians neglect the Word of God. For most believers, the Bible is a closed book, one that is dusted off every weekend as they carry it to church. And when the Bible is not read by believers, it's no wonder that they're ignorant of its teachings. But whether we read it or not, the fact does not change that the Word of God has a great deal to say about the principles of rearing children. One of the great principles of God's Word is that of sowing and reaping. If you sow obedience to the teachings of the Bible, you'll reap the blessing of God upon your family. But if you sow disobedience to the teachings of the Bible, you'll find that God withholds His blessing from your family. For instance, Exodus 34:7 says that the Lord keeps mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. In Deuteronomy 5:9, the Lord warns against idolatry. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. In 2 Kings 17:14, we read that Israel would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. The principle is expressed quite clearly throughout the pages of the Bible. And when we look at the direction in which many families are headed today, we can see that God has withheld His blessing from many homes. In family after family, the children are going their own way, rejecting the standards of their parents and engaging in activities that deeply grieve mom and dad. Drugs, sex, lawlessness, bizarre behavior, all these and more are everyday happenings in many homes, even in homes where the parents profess their faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. But as has been said, if Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, He is not Lord at all. And with many Christian parents, Jesus Christ is not their Lord, not their Master, not the one around whom they center their lives. When young people grow up in this kind of an inconsistent environment, they learn that Christianity is not important. The waywardness of the parents is directly responsible for the troubles of the children. Even secular experts agree on this point. Bill Gregory, director of a youth center in Denver, says, "The unhappiest kids in the world are those with the least parental supervision." Bruce Ritter, director of Covenant House, a home for runaway children in New York City, says, "Our kids are not the problem. Our adults are the problem." A U.S. News and World Report on the problems of teenagers says that many teens suffer from stress and depression at being bounced from parent to parent after divorce. The report goes on to add, juvenile court officials and school guidance counselors say that they've seen a sharp erosion in the ability of parents to control their adolescent children in the past 10 years. Many place much of the blame on parents themselves. Let me challenge you today. If this is the case in your home, why not come back to the principles of God's Word in your life? Begin to center your life around God's Word, and in this way, to train your children rightly for the glory of God.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.